Articles by Fearlessly Courageous. God is not gay, a testimony of a middle school student. Written and read by Dennis Pillar. I want to share a story today about one of my dear friends' 12-year-old daughter and an incident where she was challenged in school about God being gay. She did not run and hide, but stood and started quoting scripture. Here's the story that I pray will inspire you in your walk with Christ. Some kids in her class started debating her that God was gay. And the friend's explanation of this was because he said in the Bible, it says that God is everything, so God is gay. Isabella was speaking the truth she knows of the Bible and defended that God is not gay, and her classmates got offended and ultimately started an argument with her that led to one of them giving her cell phone number out to a bunch of kids who took it upon themselves to harass her over texts and social media. Her mother spoke with the school and they took action by meeting with Isabella and taking her statement. From there, they went on and met with all of the other students that were texting nasty things to her and made them apologize to her as well as contact their parents. But this is what Isabella's principal had to say about her. Isabella is a strong young lady who has huge faith and values that many her age can't comprehend. I'm positive that I was able to support her and learn so much about her character. She's amazing. The mom responded back with a thank you and that I was happy she got to speak with Isabella on that level. And again, she responded with the following. Despite the circumstances, I am so blessed to have Bella on this campus. Her faith inspires me. Her mom went on to tell me that Isabella is not a very vocal person. She tends to keep things to herself. So as her mom, I've often wondered if she was receiving anything when we attend service or when she attends United, which is a middle school church ministry that meets every Wednesday. Even though the circumstances were not the best, the good that came out of this was the fact that I now know she has a huge heart for Jesus. I couldn't be happier. Her principal's words brought me to tears. Her dad shared this story with me at our Men's Courageous group on Monday. I was in tears. He was so proud and overwhelmed. They sent her story over to me this morning, and I'm in tears again. This couple has been on fire for God since attending Grace Family, but one always wonders what our children are really absorbing. Doesn't one wonder what one would do when confronted with a challenge to one's faith? I'm afraid too many would be silent, afraid of the backlash that could easily be violent. And it reminds me of the scripture in Matthew 10:33. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who's in heaven. Somewhere between today's woke and cancer culture and our Christian faith with its biblical values and principles stand Christians who must take a stand for God's truth and God's word. Today, like that principle, I am inspired by Bella's strength and faith to stand. She was called out, bullied, badgered, and harassed numerous times before her classmates, friends, and countless others on social media. Who has that kind of strength outside of the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit? Matthew 28:20 says, "I will be with you always, even until the end of the world." Those were Jesus' final words before his ascension into heaven. That was his final encouragement to a group of people whose entire world had just been turned upside down. He is telling them, like he told Bella, that he holds all authority in heaven and on earth. And even though they will face hardships and trials, and some will even die because of speaking the truth of Jesus, but he says, "I will always be with you. Don't be afraid." This young middle schooler spoke his word and stood in the face of Satan himself and shared her faith. She said, "No, that is not who God is. Do not be deceived." I pray you are bolstered in your faith and your resolve to make a difference in the world today, because his promise is to always be with us. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So my word that proceeds from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper where I send it." If you have an encouraging word for our young Joan of Arc, I will gladly forward it to Bella. And I pray that you have a Jesus-filled week.